Okay, Rabotai. Today we're going to start a new inyan in Hilchas Mila, which is very significant, like all the inyanim. It's about postponing Mila for a chola. And what the gedarim are, and this is going to take a couple of shiurim to get this straight. And this is an area that's very has a lot of broad opinions on this matter of postponing a mila, and there are a lot of different aspects to it. So we'll take, you know, step by step. So the sugya begins on Masechta Shabbos, on Kuf Lamed Zayin, page 1, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Amr Shmuel, Chatzoso Chama, Nostim Lo Kol Zayin Lahavrosim. So he has some type of fever. So that obviously he can't have the Mila. So then what does he do? Nostim will call Zion Havrosa. So he has to wait 7 days to get better. In other words, once he gets better, then he waits 7 days after that. So these halachas are very interesting, because normally you would think that once the person gets better, so then he could have the mila. But so we're taught that no, once he gets better, so now you have to wait 7 days from then.
But if he got better, say, on the seventh day, there's not the middle of the age, it's only 5 people later.
Right, in other words, yeah, so in other words, if he got, say, at the time of when he was born, and then, right, in other words, and he gets better by the eighth day, as Rabbi Walter is saying, but I'll show you the difference in a second. The difference is, the Gemara says, "Mi be'inah me'es la'es." The question is, do you need 7 days, or do you need me'es la'es? So me'es la'es would mean, say he got better 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So then you can't have the bris mila until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You see, basically, what we're going to have to deal with is the following. There's certain cases where a person is not roi lamila, but he's not considered a chola kol gufo. So those cases, once he's better, he's better. But if it's a case where he's roi le, in other words, he's chola kol gufo, so then we have to treat him. Then once he gets better, you still have to wait 7 days, and not just 7 days, it's meis leis, but with 7 intervals of 24 hours. And after the 7 intervals of 24 hours, you first give him the bris mila. So theoretically there could be a case, we'll see, there was a case I'll show you in a future packet, that say he was sick when he was born, kol gufo, but then the 7 days lace is on the eighth day, but the nafkamina would be that you can't have the bris necessarily bright in the morning. Say he got sick on when he was born, and say he got better, that if you could have such a situation. And he got better in the, he said he was born in the morning and he was sick, and then they got better by the afternoon. So now, and you could maybe still have the Mila Bishmini, but then you couldn't have it after the early minyan, you would have to do it in the afternoon. There was a case, I'll show you the future packet, where Rabbi Mordechai Temla says over in the Mesoros Moshe, where they weren't sure whether to deem the person as a chol kol gufu or not. So if it was not a chol gufu, then you for sure you could have it in the morning. If it was, and then he was better right away. But the question is whether. So Rav David finds, this is when Rav Moshe was alive, Rav David finds it suggestive, so maybe we should just do the bris later in the day to be yotze all the possibilities. So that's what they did.
He said.
So they did the...
No, you missed the
Yashkem Avram Baboker. Right, so you missed the Yashkem Avram Baboker, but this might be more important than the Vayashkem Avram Baboker. So we'll see what the case was. It's not in today's packet. It's in maybe tomorrow's packet or whatever, what that specific case was.
You're not getting everything.
Yeah, you can't get everything, but certain things are more of a lachatchila. This is not just a lachatchila. This is a... And then we have to discuss the yellow babies, and that's, does that called chol kol gufo or not? People b'zman hazeh become more makel with the yellow babies as they used to be. One Rav claims that it was the caterers who were putting pressure, not to, they didn't want to, you know, lose out on, you know, they're ready for the bris. Now you're going to tell, now the Rav is going to say,
wait a week,
what's with my food, what's with my catering job? So someone said, one big Tam Chacham once said that he thinks that the caterers put in pressure, okay, maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know. You got to blame it on somebody. So, on the case. What? Yeah. Okay. Let's go step by step. So the Shulchan Aruch says here on page 2. Chol ein malin oso ad shiyavri. Right. But then umamtinin lo meishin isrape mecholyo shiva yomim meis la'es. So this is an important halacha. If you don't learn halachas mila, you would think, okay, he's better. Give him the bris mila. It's already the 15th day. No. You gotta wait. Rabbi Horowitz told me over from Rav Bick that Rav Bick shita was that that it's not enough that he's better, that you can give him a mila. He has to be totally recuperated. Say, for example, he was a chola kol gufo, and now he's getting better. And if he would have started off at where he is now, he's well to give the bris, then we could already start counting the seven from them. He thought, no, you have to wait at Shiyavri until he's totally better, and then first start the count of the seven. Okay, v'az malin oso b'medvam m'murim shalchol sosucham v'chayotzibo. He has a fever, shehu choli b'chol haguf. Avim chola b'echem me'evarav k'gon shek avolo einov ke'ev mu'at v'chayotzibem b'zeh ramtine lo ad sheyavri. But if it's he's chola b'echem me'evarav, it's not a chola kugufo, so then when he gets better, right away give him the bris after, if it's after 8 days. L'acha sheyavri malin oso b'yad. And then the Ramah says, "Agavol ka'avolol einov ke'ev gadol havi kecholi shem chol guf." That maybe the cave of the Inayim has a special status, as we'll see. Okay, so The question is, how chomer is this halacha? Like, is this li'kuva? Say a person didn't know this halacha, and they didn't wait the 7 days for ace la ace. So do you need hatavas dan bris?
Does this halacha have anything to do with bris milah, or is this halacha totally different from kuvah nefesh?
Okay, it's because
that. Nefesh,
yeah, but
so then
no, of course, because I'll speak with nefesh.
No, we're cautious. Maybe it's not completely better. We think it is, and the doctors are wrong. So we'll wait 7 days.
In other words, Yonah's mentality is saying a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush that it's only a din in pikuach nefesh, and therefore. So, and it's not a din milu. The other way you can say, no, this is not the zman milu yet. You don't hear such a svar.
When a baby's born, it's born healthy.
Okay, the baby was
healthy. When the first week that there's a milu lishmar, you don't need to have some zman because mom is
14 years old. That's the Ramah shita. But the Shach argues with that.
I have to fit the svar into the...
So then where's the chiyuv?
Okay, so let's see. Okay, Rabosa. Shh. Let's take a look.
No.
Okay, give me. Okay, shh. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara Yevamos on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. On page 3. Okay. So the Gemara here has a shy like this. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Katan Orel, Mal Lasuchu B'Shemen Shel Truma. There was an Orel kint. So he's a katan orel toch shmona. So he's a kohen, right? So kohen has truma, but not a kohen orel. But say he's before the eighth day. So you could say he's not called an orel yet because it's not the chiyuv didn't come. So katan orel mal lasuchu b'shem shel truma. Orel shalom bezmana ma'akva olo ma'akva. So Amar Rav Zeir Tashma, Eli Ela Mila Zecharov B'Shas Asiya, V'Avodav B'Shas Achila, Minayin Litein Es Omer Shal Zeh B'Zeh, V'Es Omer Shal Zeh B'Zeh. In other words, the Pasuk says that if you have your children or your Avodim don't have a Bris Mila, then you can't eat the Korban Pesach. But the Pasuk only speaks about by Az Yikrav Lasoso, by your child, and by your avodim it says as yochalbo. So one speaks about from the perspective of the asiyas korban pesach. By your child, it speaks about that you can't bring the korban pesach when your child is an oral. By your avodim it says you can't eat the korban pesach. But lechora, both halachas apply to both, that you can't eat or bring the korban pesach when your child is an Orel, and you can't bring the Korban Pesach or eat when your Eved is an Orel. So they learn out the halachas from one from the other. Minayin litein es ha'omer shal zeh b'zeh, es ha'omer shal zeh b'zeh, talmud lomar, oz l'gzeir shava. So the question is like this. Once you have a pasuk to tell me that you can't eat the Korban Pesach, you can't bring the Korban Pesach when the child is an oral, so certainly you can. So obviously, of course you can't eat it, because if he's an oral, then how are you able to bring it? So bishlam avada mishkachas la the isnehu b'shas achila felisnu b'shas asiyah. In other words, by avadim it can mean you bought the eved between the hakrava and the achila. So at the time of the hakrava, you didn't own the eved yet. So of course you can't. It's going to is the vinu beini beini. But what's the case of your son? You don't buy your son. So you want to say it was born? By the fact that you need two psukim to teach each halacha, so it means that even though, so it must be that he was born after the hakrava, before the achila. So therefore, b'shas hakrava, and mishkach l'siyole b'ed yasiyel shma minoah, and then for that we can learn out that orlos shalom is mana havyolos, because if he was born between the shas hakrava and the shas achila, so obviously he's not 8 days old yet; he was just born. So then, and an afal pikein, he's considered an orel even for the achila later on. So it must be that you're considered an orel even before you're 8 days old, even though the chiv didn't set in yet. Right. Yeah. That's what Rabbi Katzenstein, when he did my son, he came back to check the baby out, and he said, "Kosher le Korban Pesach." Okay, we didn't have a Korban Pesach, but he put the Kosher le Korban Pesach. So, but the Gemara says, is that really mistaber? Batisper? He molo kol zochar rachmana fazikrov lasoso. But the pasuk says he mol do a milah and then you can do it. So it's mashra that it's only talking about a baby that you could do a milah to. But if you won't, right? So it must be, it has to be 8 days. But if it's 8 days, so then what's the why do you need a chiddush to tell me that my own child? I have one gzeirus hakosuf to tell me that I can't bring the korban pesach. Another pasuk to tell me that I can't eat the korban pesach. But once I have the pasuk of bringing, then of course. But you need to say, so if you say this idea that he's one in between, but that only works if you hold his adin orel even before 8 days. So you know what the Gemara answers? Hachab mayiskin and kigon shachal sosur chama. Now the case was your kid was born already 2 weeks ago, and then he was sick. And then he got better. And then the me'es le'es was between the hakrava and the asiya. And now you have a chiv, and it's after 8 days. So now you're told that if you don't give him the mila, you're...
But how do you see the waiting period? How do you see the
me'es le'es? El hachav b'mayis king, so the Gemara says, v'nesiv le'i kol shiva. So we said, but we still have 7 days. So he says, no, the case is he already had the Shiva. The Avinu lay called Shiva. The Nimalay Mitzafra, Be'inan, Me'es La'es. In other words, we want to have a Hechi Timtza.
I can say that there's no Me'es La'es, no 7 days, and this just only got better. I can say it was called
Echamei Varv,
and then something got better.
So, Chatzot Chama, Achar Chatzot Yechesem. Yeah. So, he's saying that it was a case where the Gemara says, Kogot Chatzot Chama. So, that was the case. And that's the case that you have to chatzos chama and also the oven, like, yeah. So you're asking, why does the Gemara have to give this case? Why don't you just give a case of...
Once you know the din, that you have to wait 7 days, so then you can say that's what the puzzle is talking about. But if I didn't have the din, I would just say that the kid was sick.
Right, okay, but he's saying that's the... Okay. He's not necessarily proving the din from here. The din we know.
Yeah.
Now, there was the only thing he wants to... proof from here about all of Shalom Bismana. So he's saying it doesn't have to be talking about all of Shalom Bismana. Okay, so that's it. Oh. So comes the Aruch Laner, and he said he has two pieces on this. There's two important pieces of the Aruch Laner on page 8 and page 9. I don't know if Rabbi Talki is going to be happy with either of them, but okay. Sometimes we'll have to, you know, swing with the flow. So look what he writes, the Orach Maner, on page 8. Rav Yaakov Edlinger. I'm looking at it on the Yeti. Okay. The covenant of the Yakitsch community here. So he says, is the din of Me'es La'es, is that a din Daraisa? Or is that only a din Darabanan? He says, Mizem Muchach, the Hadabin Me'es La'es, who mena Torah. Taino Halachal Moshe Misinai. Because if that's Pshat in the Pasuk, we're saying that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. And that's why we need a special Gezeres HaKosov to tell me that even though he was, you brought the Korban Pesach when you weren't Chayev, that was the case. And therefore he says, and what's the Nafkemina? The Nafkemina is what you have to do. Look at the first word in line, Minat Torah. V'nei l'chora yesh nafkusa, tuva l'inyan dina yehach tzayin yomim hu Minat Torah, olo al pi ma'ad masik ha'shach, t'mal toches, tzorch l'achti v'menu dam bris. T'ashti yamin in the yom ha'vroso b'yom kivoldahu, Minat Torah gam mal toch zayin l'vroso, tzorch l'achti v'menu dam bris. So he says that if it's a din d'oraisa, the 7 days, then he thinks you have to be mativ dam bris. In other words, if a person... In other words, it's already... The kid was sick, cold gufo. Then he's better on day 15. He's all better, ready to go. So we call him, no, you got to wait another 7 days, base lace. And he didn't know you have to wait. So they did the bris right away. On day 15, they did the bris. So the Orach Laner wants to say... Then maybe you have to be Mativ Dambris.
If it's
B'kot Nefesh,
there was
no
view.
Yeah. They gave him the Bris Mila on day 15.
Right.
When he got, well, it was all better on day 15.
Right.
But they still were supposed to wait till...
Why isn't the person in the Ramah on day 6?
No, but we don't hold from the Ramah. We're not holding from the Ramah. This is all within the Shach. Yeah, if you hold like the Ramah that Amila Kodem Zmano doesn't need a Tophis Dambris, so Mela, okay, fine. This is no worse than that. But if you hold like the Shach that Amila Kodem Zmano needs a Tophis Dambris, so he's saying this is called Amila Shalom Zmano. Kodem Zmano.
So then on day 22 you have to do Hatophis.
So then you have to do a Hatophis Dambris.
That's right,
how you see it. In other words,
he's saying
you see from the pasuk that this halacha is a din d'oraisa, so he's learning it's a din d'oraisa that is considered kodem zmano.
That's why I don't see how he says it's din d'oraisa. Maybe
because that's from the pasuk.
Well, the pasuk just means that he was a choyla and now he's better. The fact that we went to 7 days and that's what we're saying.
But that's what the Gemara is saying.
That's the din d'oraisa. So we're saying, so this din is the okimta. But
as well in the Binyan Sion he has this tshuva in the Binyan Sion. One second. Nishalti page 9. Tinuk sheyachol of nisrape. Shadin she'ein malin also adlachar zayin yomim meis la'es mishash nisrape im nachshavim also zayin yomim shos gun im nilo nisrape malin yom shmin yeah im atinuch nechum v nisrape b'tok shmona leidoso im gam b'zet tzorech mamtin. Okay, so he has all this, so he repeats what he says over here. And then he says that it's a din d'oraisa, that's his big thing. On the page 10, on the left column, the last word on the line is yomim. Tzorach lahamtin mid'oraisa zayin yomim, beis la'es. Bein esrabi toch ches benisrape achaka. In other words, he says, don't think if he was, say he was nisrape toches, so then, he was nisrape on day six. So maybe now we should give him the milu b'shmona. He was nisrape on day six. So by eight, he's ready to go by day eight. No, apple pecan, we wait till day 13. One second, let's go slow. Yeah. No, so we have to. No. So the question, the Billy Rubin story is a story of maybe he's not called Chola, not called Chola, called Gufo, etc. In other words, we'll wait till the Billy Rubin. It depends to what. Wait to that.
What? How come the rush?
Right. In other words, but many cases in the Billy Rubin, you don't even wait seven days. We just wait till he's better, because it's not even called might not even be called Chola Kol Gufo.
What?
So certainly if he's wait, and by eight day eight he's good, because they're assuming that wasn't even called Chola Kol Gufo. But if it's a case where it's Chola Kol Gufo. So then, but he's better on day six. So by day eight, he's ready to go. And Afal Pikin.
We're
matching
this to try to find cool that he's not close to Lufa, not to consider him today.
My grandson had very bad fever,
he went
to like day 20 or 25 or something, and they waited
17
days.
Yeah, well, how big was the bill?
He said he'd never seen numbers that high.
Right. So that could be, in other words, once it gets very high, that could be a different... A different story.
Literature,
right. So, right, a lot of cases he's not called Chola Kol Gufo, and therefore that's why they're waiting to see.
Why is the rush not saying what I was saying? He's good. That's
well,
he said the people the rush. In the fox of having no maize legs.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Prismila.
Yeah. So you're saying the rush should say
there was the Orbaner said himself.
Yeah. So therefore what do you want to say?
This has nothing to do with Prismila.
And therefore what?
This halakha is that so therefore the Falcon is not press. This has absolutely nothing to do with Prismila.
Oh, so let me show you. In other words, what if, let me ask you a question. Listen to this question. Then you tell me what you say. What if mitzad bris mila, day eight is passed. So you already got the zman of bris mila. But you're still supposed to wait 7 days because of a suffix pikuach nefesh, right? And you didn't do it. So if somebody does a mitzvah when he's technically potter, because of pikuach nefesh, but he'll say, "I'll try, I'll risk it." And yeah. So what's the story? What do we say here?
There are other issues here.
But he wasn't right.
So you had shibesh. So the kid lived.
Yeah. So remember that it really wasn't.
It really wasn't.
Right. Who says that? Rabbi Tachman, Moshe Tachman said. I think Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, your neighbor, he said that.
What's halacha about fasting Yom Kippur?
So let me show you. First, you got to see, everything starts in life with the tshuva of the Oneg Yontif. You always have to see what the Oneg Yontif has to say. Because the Oneg Yontif is always labordic. Rabbi Shechter always points out, Oneg Yontif is very labordic. It's always good to see what he has to say. And then in the future packet, we'll see for those that argue with the Oneg Yontif. But today we're going to see the Oneg Yontif. So please, Oneg Yontif. Well, yeah.
So is there a thought that once the child is better, you should do a Chazan at that moment, and then wait 7 days for Mila?
Oh, according to the Binyan Tzion? Look in the Oneg Yontif, page 12. Look at this. This is Geshmak. If you have to give like a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, this is a good drasha to give. You know? If you're trying out for a shul, you have to give a Shabbos HaGadol Joshua. So you say over this Oren Yontif. We'll get people... look what he says. This tapati b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. Okay, right? It's chol sheyesh bo sakana. V'gil el Pesach. Okay? It's the night of the Pesach, and he's a chol sheyesh bo sakana. V'zman achil is matzah. V'omr rafom sheyochol matzah yistachim. He says, if you eat... Say sakachavim, say 9 o'clock. And they go into the doctor and says, if you eat matzah now, 9 o'clock, it's a sakana for you to eat it. V'hu me'rov chavivus ha-mitzvah lo shama l'kolam. Okay? V'ochal kizayis matzah. And he ate. You want to call him chosid shota, whatever you want to call him. U'lasha o'shtayim nisrape. So 2 hours later, he's no longer a chol sheyesh bo sakana. V'sar acholi me'elov. At she'omru she'rasha l'echol kizayis matzah. So the question is, does he have to eat now another kezayis? Because maybe the kezayis that he ate, b'shas that he was a chola, that he wasn't allowed to, he's potter. And he compares it to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where a person's shoyta, itim cholim, itim shoyta, when he was insane, and then he got better. So the Gemara says beferish that he has to eat. He's not yotze. So the Oleg Yontif quotes. He starts. One second. There's a famous Rashi that he quotes. The Gemara, take a look on page 11 for a second. It's about a case of a person had a bris milah, Mala Rishon, his first child, he gave a bris milah to. You see, I didn't put the arrow there, but it's the first bracket on page 11. I didn't put the arrow. Sheni, Tani, Mala Rishon Umes, Sheni Umes. Right? First son, he gave a bris milah, died. Second son, he died. Shlishi Lo Timol, Divrei Rebbe. So the question is, betray zim nihavi chazaka or betlaz zim nihavi chazaka? So the Gemara has a case. My avila, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, set the arrow here on the right. The Azar of Yitzchak or Yosef Amar Uvda Hava Kamei, the Rav Yochanan Beknish, the Demon, Biyam Kippet Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Umola Rishona Umeis, Shniya Umeis, Shlishis Bo'alov Amalo, V'chi Umoli. Amalei Abai Chazi Dikashoris Yisura V'sakanta. So look what he says, Rashi. Shim chazaka b'sheini po'amavim v'shlishi nitom litchos v'meno hav yamila shalom b'zmana v'ein adochas ha-shabbos. In other words, if you're potter, so that's not the zman mila yet. So if you do it when you, so that's called a mila shalom b'zmana, even though it was technically b'zman, but the kid is not. But it's not Docha Shabbos. So if you do it on Shabbos, but it is a Mila, right? So that's what the Oneg Yontif starts his tshuva with this Gemara, with this Rashi. So he quotes that Gemara, and then he says, "Umi dechashiv lei." The line begins with dechashiv lei. Michal as Hashabbos b'mal ba'ofen shemohayim mechuyev lomo. In kein hari chazina the mitzvah she'in etzrich elasus b'shem sakana va'ovav also. Dami kemil shalom asa, u'mechashvinu lekiu chila asa Shabbos shalom l'tzorach mitzvah. V'achanami be'inu she'el asay dami dami kemil shalom ochal matzah v'tzorach lachzor lechol. So he wants to say that if a person, even al pikuach nefesh, if a person doesn't listen to the doctor, and he does it, and he eats the matzah or does the bris milah. So this man wasn't.
Not to where you quoted, not to buy it, but I would, but Rabbi Yochanan, I would say, how about that?
Yeah. So that's his
yisod. Isn't this a riot against this?
So that's his yisod.
I think, wouldn't it be a riot against him?
He says, don't make it to you,
Right, but Apple PK.
Right here.
It says. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But this is what I need to look at. But Havlash, Mamre, the Iker time having the came that Torah Patroso, Milobo, Enkan Mitzvah Klav. Bav Mila Shalom is Mana, Mechil Shabbos. Vachanami Enkan Mitzvah Mitzvah Klav, Tzorch Lachzo Vlecho. Avogav, the Gabi Osik Mitzvah Potom, the Mitzvah Vuar, the Mosa Mitzvah Shapotom, the Shapir Mikri Mitzvah Gabi, Rav Sheitom, the Mimir Machma Shaosik Mitzvah. Say you Osik Mitzvah Potom, the Mitzvah, and you still did it. So he says, one second. So he says that's different. Nira de lo dami. The Hasan bar chiyuvahu gam mitzvah shniyah. Ella shekem osam mitzvah rishon shalpan v'hachi im kiyem gam shniyah mikri osam mitzvah. Sheki misha potter min a mitzvah machas hakalis v'fachos sham v'tor v'chay bahem lav bar chiyuvahu b'zeh. He also commanded lo ovi dami v'lo mikri mitzvah klal. So that's his. She marries a katlanis, yeah.
Like that same you are talking about. You can't, if it's
thought of, whoa, 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 whoa.
And that same you are talking about, you shouldn't marry something.
Right.
In hopes of.
No.
That's not a thing, you shouldn't
marry. No, no.
So if you say a guy does it.
No.
So it's
not a cow. Sure, yeah, but that's because, even though maybe he when you Kaddish Grusha, it's also a cow. Just because you do something that's wrong doesn't mean it wasn't chal. Here it's a question of
is
there's no puravu, and he's not working puravu
from that woman.
No, he has 10 kids from that woman.
Is that
working
puravu?
No. Also,
he had no
clue
of puravu with this woman.
Puravu doesn't have to do with
puravu might not have to do with yeah.
Right.
But he's saying that. In other words, when it's a din of kedushin, so that it's logara from the kaddish grusha, that's chal, even though it's. But the question is here. There's a question of.
The
difference is chalos of kedushin has nothing to do whether you did a mitzvah or an aveira, unless it's kai v'krisis. But if, even though it's also to do.
So is still chal. The guy in Tosin tells him that.
So he's saying that. So that's like doing a mila, say to chazman, like Rashi. If you did a mila, so if you say like the shach, say, whatever. However, the shach would say shach if you mal miyom zayin. So that's as you saw that if the Torah patters you for pikuach nefesh and you do it. So you did it b'shas p'tur. Like, you know, they say from Reb Chaim that if you fast when you were chayla and you fasted anyway, so they said you didn't do anything. You weren't Mekayim because you were part of the Titus. So you might as well just have eaten because... Yeah, you didn't do anything. So he's saying that, so you didn't do the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore his yisod is... When he gets better later in the night, say again, so he has a chiyuv to eat matzah again.
How do we know if Rashi will have
right here? Okay.
The Yochanan was said not
again. I'm assuming something before him to go to Koma.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. You weren't.
It's Ibush Hobby Spam.
Right.
So that's what the
Binyan Si and the Aruch Laner were saying, that if you don't wait the 7 days that you were supposed to, so it could be that there's a chov of Hatavas Damris, because you didn't do the mitzvah.
What if the doctor says you don't have to wait 7 days? This kid is good to go. So that's not going to be him when he looks up. You know, he's better. In 1 day, he'll be fine. No
code
between 1 day and 7 days.
Would
you say that therefore?
So the question is, but what about Chazal? Chazal say 7 days.
So when they said 7 days, is that like their hashara of the
sakana?
And we're just not, or is
that? He's saying now that we have medical.
The medical is not this good. It's not this good.
Whatever.
And we all
know he comes from
Shemayim.
He says his kids that.
So Chazal tells us we have to wait. Chazal said the halacha is.
So under that halacha of 7 days, which the Gemara just said, right? There's no
pasuk
that
holds
7 days.
Right. So the Aruch Laner says it's halacha l'moshe
m'sinai. Okay, so we get halacha l'moshe m'sinai in. We could say it's a hashara. I just want to know.
Right, so you could say that's smart.
Then you can't bring the riot to anything else. You can't bring the riot to pikuach nefesh by anything else.
Right, so the smart you want to say, we'll see that maybe Rav Moshe said that's smart, that if it turns out it was.
You can't say it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai and also doing like only yom tov. Because this is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so it's not like. Mishum sakana, the doctors say it's not good. No, this is a halakha mishum misina. Well, it says that if a kid is sick, has to wait 7 days, whether he's a chola or not a chola. So Mimela is talking.
I mean, it could be that the reason why they made it is because. But then they were kovea this. We don't say that if the kid goes to the doctor on day six, and he was really a chola, kol gufo, big fever. And then day five he's good.
Yeah.
So and the doctor says he's good.
So we
won't tell him to do a Mila B'Shmini, even though.
Of course we won't, because that's what it says. I'm just want to know when we say that.
We don't do B'Shmini.
No, but the 7 days that the doctor said is that even if the Aruch Laner is a halacha from Messina. So we're saying that really it's not a din of choyla. This is God told Moses this.
Why did he tell him?
I don't know why. It's not my problem to know why he's told
him.
I mean, that's you can't dance to something else and say, oh, Mamela is because of choyla, and therefore every other mitzvah, the guy who eats the matzah when he's a choyla is not yotze. Because the halakha mushroom is Sinai, which we're darshaning to mean, it's only because the halakha is kovet. Hashem told Moshe that this is
definitely. He's not even talking about the 7 day case. He's learned the Gemara he's talking about is the, is the trezim. It's not even the 7 day case. It's the case of the kid died, the previous kids died.
Right.
So that's, he's not even dealing with that Gemara. Okay. So there's more to say. I mean, the other marmakomas here I had about just listening to doctors and things like that. This famous Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer on page 19, where it says that you only listen to the doctors about the theory. But to say that this case is the case of the theory, that's only Hashara. And then that's the famous Chasam Sofer, which that the doctor only makes it a suffix. That's the famous Chasam Sofer. But if it's not a...
But they believe.
In other words, like this. If the doctor says a person's sick, so we don't say he's vade sick. He says it's a suffix, so the halacha is, on Yom Kippur, suffix pikuach nefesh, you don't fast. But say, for example, like Rabbi Ramanik once wrote, that the doctor wants to say they want to claim the doctor says the guy is a shoyter, a kedusha tosik. So then, you know, so that's a suffix. So now we don't say, oh, you don't need a get. That was a famous tshuva, Rabbi Ramnik. And okay, but that's in other words, the yisod is that the but we don't rely on the doctors lagabe beinyan. In other words, we say that whatever he says is considered a suffix, so therefore, by pikuach hanefesh, suffix pikuach hanefesh.
I don't understand. The guy is dead. He's not breathing. The doctor says he's dead.
You
say it's
something. Like, no, he's dead. Yeah. No, he's talking about.
No, but what's the problem? The doctor is declaring the disease. Like, I don't understand. The doctor comes and tells you
the
guy's sick.
The doctor says he has this choly. So we say that we have to be choshish that he has that mitzvah. That could be if he would be living today, the Chasam Sofer, maybe he would say differently than what he said then. I don't know. Like, you know, but then he said anything the doctor says, we treat as a suffix. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. So, Vez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see more about this. But this is the beginning of the discussion of the 7 days. And it's a very fundamental. See, what Rabbi Talkman is pointing out is how does medical science today and what Chazal say stim? Say medical science says today a yellow baby is good. You can give him a meal. So do we say, well, Chazal said otherwise, and therefore we can. So that's one approach. And that's, you know, so certainly in the Hungarian circles and the Hasidic circles, they won't give the meal until he's totally, you know, a certain Rav, I was told, he goes with the palm of the baby. He takes the palm of the baby, he compares it to the stomach, and if the palm doesn't turn yellow. So if the palm and the stomach are not the same, then he won't give the bris. Other doctors would say, no, he's fine. You can give him the bris. Ah, but he's still. So that's you know, very. That's going to be why it's going to divide all these different shitas and communities of how you view medical. This is a very big, you know, Torah Maga topic. Right, and but the only yontif is a fascinating tshuva about you know, it's a good, you know, you have to give a Shabbos Hagadol.